Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 12. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, you have great plans. May we see that you are our strength right now. May we mourn over our sins, what our sins did to Jesus. Thank you for saving us from what we deserve. Amen. Zechariah 12. An Oracle. The Word of Yahweh Concerning Israel. Thus declares Yahweh, who stretches out the heavens, founds the earth, and forms the spirit of humankind in its midst. Look, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup of reeling for all the surrounding nations. It will also be against Judah in the siege against Jerusalem. And then, on that day, I will make Jerusalem a stone weight for all the peoples. All those lifting it up will grievously hurt themselves, and all the nations of the earth will assemble against it. On that day, declares Yahweh, I will strike every horse with confusion, and the one riding it with madness. But over the house of Judah I will keep my eyes open, and I will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. And the clans of Judah will say to themselves, The inhabitants of Jerusalem are a strength to us, through Yahweh of hosts, their God. On that day I will make the clans of Judah like a pan of fire among sticks of wood, and like a torch of fire among stalks of grain. And they will devour to the right and to the left all the surrounding peoples, and Jerusalem will be inhabited again in its place in Jerusalem. And Yahweh will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem may not be exalted over Judah. On that day, Yahweh will put a shield around the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the one who stumbles among them on that day will be like David, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of Yahweh, before them. And then, on that day, I will seek to destroy all the nations coming against Jerusalem. I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication, and they will look to me, whom they pierced, and they shall mourn over him as one wails over an only child, and they will grieve bitterly over him as one grieves bitterly over a firstborn. On that day, the wailing will be great in Jerusalem, like the wailing for Hadad-Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo, and the land shall mourn, each clan by itself, the clan of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the clan of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the clan of the house of Levi by itself, and their wives by themselves, the clan of the Shimeites by itself, and their wives by themselves. And all these clans remaining, each clan by itself, and their wives by themselves. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. In chapter 11, Yahweh had Zechariah act out the part of two shepherds. The first shepherd had two staffs, kindness and unity. But things didn't go well, and he got rid of three shepherds and broke his staff called kindness. Then he quit and told them they could pay him or not. And they paid him 30 pieces of silver, and he threw it to the potter in the temple. And then he broke the second staff, unity. Then, the second shepherd represented a foolish shepherd, who will not take care of the sheep, but will be in it for himself. And that was followed by a prophecy of woe on this foolish shepherd. Now, this chapter starts a new prophecy from Yahweh, and it is concerning a time in the future. Jerusalem will be a major problem for the nations. They will come against Jerusalem, but they will not be able to handle it, because Yahweh will give them confusion. Judah will realize that Jerusalem is their strength because of Yahweh, and they will be mighty warriors. The weakest of them will be like David. David was, of course, the greatest warrior king Israel ever had. He defeated all their enemies, so that by the time of Solomon, it was a time of peace and prosperity. So, if the weakest is like David, the descendants of David will be powerful, like God. Which sounds like an exaggeration. Yahweh says, on that day he will work to destroy all the nations that attack Jerusalem. And Yahweh says he will pour out a spirit on Jerusalem to make them realize what they have done. In verse 10, they will look on me, whom they pierced, and they shall mourn over him. He describes a time of great mourning. I'm not quite sure what this wailing of Hadad-Rimmon was, but apparently it was notable, and something that they were aware of, a time of mourning. And it won't just be a big official time of mourning for the whole nation. Each group of people will mourn by themselves, which indicates true mourning, and not just groupthink, because it's the cool thing to do. And now for a deeper dive. So, of course, I'm supposed to tell you what this all means now. And as you might guess, I'm going to say, I don't know. But as you might guess, I'll give you a clue. And maybe you already remember this clue in this quote in the New Testament. In John 19, as John is describing the crucifixion, he mentions that the soldier pierced Jesus' side with a spear to make sure he was dead. He points out that they didn't break Jesus' legs because he was already dead, and he says that this fulfilled scripture that not one of his bones would be broken, which also connects Jesus to the Passover lamb. But then John also mentions and quotes from this scripture. He says in John 19:37, they will look on the one whom they have pierced. Although, actually, here in Zechariah, in verse 10 it says, and they will look to me whom they pierced. So, to me, this is clear that it is talking about Jesus, who is God. And the Jews will suddenly, in mass, turn to Jesus. And then we go back a couple of verses to where it says in verse 8, on that day, Yahweh will put a shield around the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the one who stumbles among them on that day will be like David, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of Yahweh before them. It sounded like an exaggeration to say that the house of David would be like God, until you realize that the house of David is Jesus, who is God. So, if you put this together, it sounds to me like the nations will attack Jerusalem, and Jesus will defeat their enemies, and then they will realize what they did by killing their Messiah, and they will mourn genuinely. Which obviously hasn't happened yet. And I cannot be sure exactly how it will happen. But it does seem to me that there is a great battle coming, and the Jews will turn to Jesus. Now, I don't think that that means that we have to support the nation of Israel today in everything that they do now. But I certainly would not encourage anyone to join an army attacking them. As for us, we have the chance, right now, to look on him whom we pierced, and we can mourn right now, because it was our sin that put him on that cross. He died for us. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.